Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. I hear Angela, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie.
Sister Shirley won't be on tonight.
Okay. Okay, so if I give out parts for her, you'll be able to give it to her for next
yeah.
week?
Yes, okay. I will.
Okay, thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Marie?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, awesome. Happy New
Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay, so far we have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Angela, and myself. And Angela, if you want to go ahead and pick up with Exodus 12, while others join.
Okay. Starting with 31st verse, the Exodus. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Up, leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds as you have said, and go, and also bless me." The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country. Otherwise, they said, "We will all die." So the people took their dough before the yeast was added and carried it on their shoulders, in kneading cloth, wrap, and clothing. The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and they gave them what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians. The Israelites journeyed from Ramses to Succoth. There were about 600,000 men on foot, besides women and children. Many other people went up with them, as well as large droves of livestock, both flocks and herds. With the dough they had brought from Egypt, they baked cakes of unleavened bread. The dough was without yeast because they had been driven out of Egypt and did not have time to prepare food for themselves. Now, the length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's division left Egypt, because the Lord kept vigil that night to bring them out of Egypt. On this night, all the Israelites are to keep vigil to honor the Lord for the generations to come. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we did have a couple of callers to call in. Let's see here. I have Mom and Dad.
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Verner.
Yes.
Is this Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see here. Mom and Dad. And good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
That's Auntie Dot.
Yes, and Kira.
Oh, welcome back. We missed you guys last week.
Okay, we miss y'all too.
What's it last week? What's it last week?
Good, good.
Okay, I think we can go ahead and get the program started. I'll go ahead and do a roll call. If I miss your name, I do apologize, but just let me know if I miss your name. I have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Angela, Auntie Marie, Mom, Dad, Auntie Janet, Kira, and Auntie Dot. Did I get everyone?
Yes.
On my line, I have Stacy.
Stacy is joining you.
They're listening. They might have something to say, but they haven't decided yet. But
okay, this is Stacy and Kayla.
Stacy, Ivana, Kayla, and Jeanette. They are listening.
Okay. Okay, amen. Praise God. Praise
amen.
God. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Lord.
Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the family, the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we are gathered together here tonight to give you honor and to praise your name. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your protection. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we also thank you for the storms, the trials and tribulation that we go through. For we know that you are using the situation to shift us, to shape us, and to prune us, to help us to be more like Christ. Father God, we also know that nothing surprises you, for you know everything that is going on, and we know that you are orchestrating our circumstances for benefits and for your glory. Father God, we ask that you protect these airways tonight, remove all evil forces away, and allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared here tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the ones that are here, and the ones that could not be with us tonight. We bless your holy name. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. And Angela, thank you for the reading out of Exodus 12.
God.
Thank you very much. And Auntie Janet, welcome back. You've been gone for so long.
Thank you. That seemed like a long time.
Yeah, we welcome you back. And I just want to take this time out to give thanks to God for the togetherness and the joy and the feast and the traveling mercy that we have experienced within the last, I would say the last month or so. I thank God for all those
Amen.
Things that took place.
Amen.
Everybody's still here. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay, we are going to go through the program and share. If not, you can just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Carrie.
Oh, okay. I was going to read Psalm 92, a song of song for a Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O mighty high, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon a plastron and upon a harp with Solomon found. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy word. I will trumpet in the work of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy words, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knows not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as a grass, and when all the work of the iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thy enemies, O Lord, for lo, thy enemies shall perish. All the work of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also shall see my desire of my enemies, and my ears shall hear the desire of the wickedness that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the worker, and my scripture is based on John 8:28, and to rise up, Christian.
Yeah, you have to sing. See?
Rise up, Christian. There's work to do. We all have to do our part to spread the word. We can email, get it on Facebook, Skype it, tell it face-to-face, telephone. When we make our daily or weekly call, write it in a letter that Jesus loves us just as we are. Get up just as you spread gospel. This is something worthy of your spreading. Run and tell that. It's the end of another year. What have you done for God lately? What are your New Year revolutions? Plan to tell the world about God's love. It commands, perform, or obedience. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. We can grow the most when we know and do. Jesus also commands us to love one another, and that is what others will see in you as a disciple. It's all about Jesus and not about us. New strategy will need to be improved to spread the word and make God's love known in our family, our schools, our churches, and our communities, and everywhere. Technology, youth, and advance can help Rich people, global, God love is real and it is important. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read out of Isaiah 55. And I'm going to start here. The infinite knowledge of the Most High God transcends far beyond, yet repeatedly in the Scriptures, the Lord invites us to partake of the unfathomable riches of His knowledge and wisdom. To begin to know His mind and heart, to do so, we only need to go as far as His Word. Life can be found in the Word of God. He invites us to consume it. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Not only is it free, it is a delicacy. Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. The Word is full of promise to all who are faithful to it. It is so all-encompassing, so powerful, that it comes with a guarantee. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so it is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Let's see, Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Okay, Mom. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Psalm 98. A new song. For He hath done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have gotten Him the victory. The Lord made known His salvation. His righteousness has He opened and showed in the sight of the people. He has remembered His mercy and His truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with their heart, and the voice of His song. With triumph and sound of clarinet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roll and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the flood clap their hands. Let the hill be joyful together before the Lord, for He cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall He judge the world, and the people will iniquity. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see here. Kira, you have something you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I will be reading God is so good.
Amen.
God, you are so good to me. I want to let you know I'm as thankful as I can be because you love me so. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Kara. Awesome. Awesome.
You're welcome.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Janet. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, Matthew 4, verses 1 through 7.
You said Matthew 4?
Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11.
Okay.
say, when Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterwards, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you're the Son of God, command that these stones be some bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash up your foot against the stone. Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Again the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He said to him, all these things I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. This is to let us know that we overcome Satan by the word of God and by our testimony. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. I will go next, and I am coming out of the Daily Bread. And the topic is no simple recipe. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. The reading is out of Hebrews 4:15. For our grandson's birthday, my wife baked and decorated a gigantic chocolate chip cookie to serve at his party. She got out her cookbook, gathered the ingredients, and began to follow the simple step involved in making cookies. She followed a simple recipe, and everything turned out well. Wouldn't it be nice if life was like that? Just follow a few easy steps and then enjoy a happy life? But life is not so simple. We live in a fallen world, and there is no easy recipe to follow that will ensure a life free of pain, loss, injustice, or suffering. In the midst of life pain, we need the personal care of the Savior, who live in this world and experience the same struggles we face. Hebrews 4:15 encourages us, with our weaknesses, but all in all points tempted, as we are, yet without sin. Christ, who died to give us life, is completely sufficient to carry us through our heartaches and dark experiences. He has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Jesus knows there is no simple recipe to prevent the heartaches of life, so he entered into them with us. We will trust him with all our tears and grief. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Daddy, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
First, I would like to thank God for allowing me to be here the first Sunday in this new year.
Amen.
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 Now, my subject, finding the right words. And the subtopic, the model presented, we'll find that in Luke 11, 1 through 4. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased it, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the model exemplified, find that Luke 11:5-8. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is not shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as he needed. And on my last subject, the model explained it, Luke 11:9-13. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and it shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? If he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? If he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give a good gift unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Amen.
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 Lord.
Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Daddy. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes into the hills. From here is called my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day or the noon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Let's see here. Thank you, everyone, for sharing the words tonight. Did Stacy and Kayla want to say something at this time or when we go to the round table?
Okay. We'll go to the round table.
Okay, all right, great. Okay, amen, amen. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for laying your hands on Daddy Verner, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Jessica Smith, Eddie Tipman, Charles and Val, Josh and Kim, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Angela Burns, Vicki Hutzman, Rochelle Bessler, the Moody family, Ruth Edwards, Calvin, Janet Williams, Valerie Crockett, the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, LaTanya, Malachi, Sedarius, DeMarcus, Tony, Cheryl, Carlos and the Wells family, Quentin, Rayco, Lenny and family, Mary Lou, Mary Ann, and Miss Erlene, Jerry and Terry, the Norris family, and anyone else that we may have missed or anyone else that we are not aware of and stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for increasing our faith in us. We thank you, and we know that by his stripes we are healed. Therefore, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, restore their health back to normal, or even better. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays. Let's see, the week of January the 5th through January 11th. And I am guilty. My granddaughter's birthday was January 2nd. She was 3 years old. And my son-in-law's birthday was January 3rd. And he's 31, so I have to go back and do some birthdays on those two. So is there any other birthdays we need to recognize?
But today I have my son, Micah,
daughter,
and my granddaughter, Shanita. Today is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Shanita.
Yeah, happy birthday,
and Micah.
Okay. And Micah.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Micah and Shanita. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Who haven't done the birthday song in a minute?
You.
Me? You're absolutely right. you got me. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God's children. Happy birthday to you. And many, many more.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Now it's time for us to go into our praise report, testimony, songs, or poem. Anything what's on your heart, you can share at this time. So I'll just go down, and if you have something else you want to share with the group, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Daddy.
All right, daughter. Okay. I've been reading the greatest thing in life is to know God.
Amen.
But the people who know that God shall be strong and carry out great victory. But let him who glory in this, that he understands and knows me. That I am the Lord. exercising love and kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, said the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his word, obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than one offering. As the deer pants for water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. And he says, my presence will be with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus 33:14. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for that, Daddy. And that would take me to Auntie Carrie. Anything else you want to share?
Yes, I want to read this. This is love. Society described love something like this. Jack and Jill sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First come love, second come marriage, then come Robert in a baby carriage. If this is love, then even at its best, it is hollow, fragile, and shallow. What was just described may be a pleasant experience, but surely it is not love. It may be inflatable, likable, or lust, but it is not true love. However, with a touch of divine intervention, this mundane love can be refined, developed into a blissful love of God ordained. Love of God, for love is God. Before anyone can receive or give true love, he or she must experience and know the love of God. According to the scripture, the love of God extends our comprehension. Even when we sense it, initially experience it, we cannot find words precisely to express it. Since we cannot accurately understand the love of God, he has demonstrated his love toward us that the Holy Spirit of God overshadowed Mary, a pure virgin, and by the Holy Spirit she conceived a Son of God. God loved the world so much that he sent his beloved Son into the sin-infested world to become a Savior of the world. Scripture also described that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. God loved the world so much that he gave us mercy, that extended grace unto us, that we will be eternally separated from him and spread eternal damnation of hell. Scripture further revealed that while we were yet sinners, God gave his Son to die for our sin. He doesn't wait for us to get right with God. Jesus has already laid down his life, demonstrate the love of God toward us. God already knows the worst about us, and he is fully aware of our shortcomings. Nevertheless, he loves us, and he is working in to bring us into the fullness according to his perfect will. Now, we have explored the many symposia of love. Let us focus on telling the world about God's love as we are commanded to do. When we pray and seek God, wonderful ways and opportunities to share his love to the world. Doors will open, and you will be, and you begin to meet people, desperate people. They are lonely and seeking earthly means to fulfill their depression. We must step up to the plate and use every fruitfulness opportunity to tell someone that God loved us so much that he gave his beloved son to die for our sin. Tell them why we were yet sinners, trying to buy love, sin. Jesus died, making it personal, the name of a person, and tell them that God loved them. Jesus suffered in our place. He was beaten, scorned, criticized, rejected, crucified. He suffered all these things for us because he loved us so much. In fact, Jesus loved us so much that he is willing to lay down his life that we might have life, abundant life, both now and eternity. Allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in your life, and you will be sustained and anointed and enabled by him, by a powerful proclaiming of the love of God to the world that is filling and meaningless and hatred. When you share the love of God, people's circumstances and situations will change, and God will be magnified. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
Hello.
God.
Amen.
Thank it came out of the
that.
Worker.
The
Amen.
Worker. I'm going to have to get that book. Daddy
Amen.
Reading out that one too, huh? Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Mom, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but in his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Angela, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to clip the screen.
Okay.
My Savior God to thee, how good thou art, how great thou art, how great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. Now we'll see how great is our God.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
How great.
Amen. Thank you for that song, Angela. Let's see here. That takes me to Auntie Dot. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read a little shout. Leo Powerful. Lord, you have all powers and authority. You are the highest ruler in the land, in the entire universe. What a privilege it is to come humbly, bowing before you, and ask you to empower me today for all I need to do, for all I need to say. May your favor rest in me. May your blessing, Lord, flow through my life, and may I also be a blessing to others. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see. Auntie Marie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I'll pass.
Okay. I will go next, and I am coming out of Joel Osteen, and it says, be joyful always, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The reading is out of Nehemiah 8 and 10. In Psalms, David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. At all times means in the good times as well as the tough times. The Bible tells us to stay full of joy no matter what we are facing. The joy of the Lord is our source of strength, and the enemy knows it. He knows that if he can get you down and discouraged, before long, you'll be weak and feeble, and he'll be able to easily defeat you. When you are full of joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. That positive attitude That positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life. It paves the way for God to turn your situation around. Decide today to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of his joy by meditating on the goodness and promises of God. Be full of joy of the Lord. You'll soon experience supernatural strength and discover the victorious life God has planned for you. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Betty, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to try the same, darling. It's another new year, Lord, I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord, I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. It's another new year, Lord, I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord, I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord, I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It's another new year, Lord, I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord, I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord, I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Lord, to keep I have, and a God to glorify, who gave his son my soul to save, and fit it for the sky. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's another new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. It's a brand new year, Lord. I ain't gone. Thank God Almighty that I ain't gone. Amen.
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 Oh, my Haley. Oh, my God.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. 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 Okay. This goes to Auntie Janet and family. Anything else you guys want to share with the group tonight?
Okay, we're going to let Stacy go first, and I will go after Stacy.
Amen. Amen.
Tell them what you're going to be reading, Stacy. Uh-huh.
Genesis 9 through 6 through 9.
But it's the second.
I'm like a little kid.
Yeah.
The rain and the rain. Huh? Adam and Eve but they did not obey God. There was only one man who still obeyed God. His name was Noah. Built a big boat. God told Noah, I am going to cover the world with water. So Noah and his sons built a great big boat.
Okay.
Amen.
When the boat was finished, the animals began to come. Bear shuffled, horse neighed, and the dog barked. But they all went up into the great big boat. When Noah and his family and all the animals were safe inside the boat, God shut the door. Then down came the rain and up came the water until it covered the highest mountain.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Stacy. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
mine
God. I'm sorry.
Mine is a confession of faith for our prayer group. It says,
okay,
in the name of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God. Therefore, we are entitled to covenant kindness, covenant favor. The favor of God on the righteous. The favor of God surrounds the righteous. Therefore, it's us. So, everything we do, we expect the favor of God to be in full manifestation in our lives. Never again will we be without the favor of God. It rests richly upon us. It profusely abounds in us. We are part of a generation that is experiencing God's favor immeasurably, limitless, and surpassingly. Therefore, favor produces for us supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, increased assets, greater victory, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies and rules changed, and battles won in which we do not have to fight. The favor of God is upon us. It goes before us. Therefore, our lives will never be the same. This is the time of our favor in our lives. That is the favor of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Miss Kira, anything else you wanted to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. All right. Is there anything anyone else wants to share before I go into the next week reading? Anything anyone else wants to share? Amen. Praise God. Auntie Marie, are you ready to start reading from the program?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, if everyone would get their program and turn to page 18. Okay, once you have your program, just say amen.
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 Okay, it's going to get a little tricky. I gave out a lot more parts than what we did the first go round. So we're on page 18. The topic is Wisdom of the Bible, Generosity. And for the opening response reading, I have Auntie Carrie and Sister Shirley. Auntie Carrie, you doing the bold and Sister Shirley doing the italic. Amen?
Uh-huh.
Okay, down to the facilitator, I have Angela. You'll be here this week, right? Next Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have you doing the bold and I'm doing the italic. For the speaker, it would seem I have Auntie Marie doing the italic and Auntie Dot doing the bold. Amen.
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 That's speaker one, right?
Well, okay. It's just a speaker, and I'm just going to split it up.
Yeah. Okay,
so where it starts with helping those in need, Auntie Janet, I have you doing that part. The italic. And Auntie Betty, you're going to do the bold. It starts with when you reap.
You see me? On the back. On the back.
On the back side. We're on 19.
We're on the back side.
Mm-hmm.
You with me?
No, I don't see it.
Helping those in need is Auntie Janet part, and when you reap is Auntie Betty part.
When you reap the harvest of the land.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, and then I have through, I'm breaking it down. And then where it starts with through service, I have Angela. Through service, and then Angela's going to do the italic, and Sister Shirley will do the bowl. He who despises, you with me, Auntie Carrie?
I got you, baby.
Okay.
And we move right on down to the Bible tells us to share generously. I have Auntie Janet doing that part. Kira, do you want a part next week?
Yes.
Okay, I have you doing He Who Gives to the Poor.
Okay.
Okay. It is not necessary to be wealthy. I have that for Auntie Betty.
What?
It is not necessary to be wealthy. Be
okay.
A wealthy philanthropist.
I put my life, I don't have a phone that's like to write it down. I have no clue open it.
Okay. So you would do the Italic part on that.
Okay.
And then, Mom, I have you doing the bowl, and Jesus looked up and saw the rich. You with me?
Uh-huh, I see that.
Okay. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
I have you doing finally our good deeds.
I don't have my pants yet, but I get it from your mother.
Okay. Mom, you're listening in. You're a backup for Auntie Marie. She's doing finally our good deeds. She'll be motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Daddy, I have you doing be careful not to do your acts of righteousness. You following me?
Yes.
And Auntie Dot, I have you doing each of us has something to share.
Gotcha.
Amen.
Amen.
Daddy, you're doing birthdays next week. Thank you. For the closing response reading, I have Mom doing the bold and Angela doing the italic.
Oh,
what?
Closing response
reading
on page 20.
Okay.
I have you doing the bold and Angela doing the italic. Did that take care of everyone? Everyone have a part? That
yes.
Wants a part?
Amen,
yes. Amen. Amen. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. God, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is in the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, I just want to go back and welcome Auntie Janet and her family, Stacy and Kayla. Welcome them. Auntie Dot, we welcome you back. And Kira. Amen, amen.
Amen.
And anything anyone else wants to share before I do the conclusion? Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Before Jesus left us, he left us with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father God, we ask that you allow the Holy Spirit to be increased in us. Father God, we ask that you renew our mind and create in us a clean heart. Remember, oh, let's see, where am I? Remember to keep God first in all that you do, for he's right there waiting on you to call upon him. For he holds us in his righteous right hand. Father God, bless America and other nations. May everyone have a blessed week. Put on your full suit of armor for protection. Amen.
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 God loves you, and so do I. Everyone have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bless you.
Loretta.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm here.
I want you to put, okay. Could you put Isaiah on the prayer list, please?
Who?
Isaiah. Tony's son.
Isaiah?
Uh-huh.
Okay.